आइरे प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। Amrit Vela. From the moment you open your eyes, the first transformation should be, I am a soul and not this body. This is the first thought of the first second when you awaken. It is on this very first thought that the routine of the entire day is based. If there is no transformation in this first thought, then throughout the day you will not be successful in the work of having authority over the self and in the work of being the world benefactor. The power of transformation should be used from the beginning of the day. At the beginning of the world cycle, the divine souls descend from the Brahma element and they come to play their roles. In the similar way, the time of the early morning hours of nectar is the beginning period of each day. At this time, when you awaken, your first thought should be, I, the Brahmin soul, have come to meet Bab Dada. This very powerful thought will be the basis for elevated thoughts, words and actions. So the first transformation is the awareness of who am I. It is a transformation in this awareness that forms the foundation for your entire day. And it's upon this that everything else is based. The second transformation is, to whom do I belong? With whom do I have all relationships? From where do I receive all achievements? So the first transformation is of the body, and then there is transformation in the relationships of the body. With this transformation, there is relationship with the Father, and this is the basis of all achievements. This transformation is called easy remembrance or easy yoga. At the beginning of the day, on the basis of transformation, you can be the authority, the ruler. So the moment you get up, what should be the first thought? I am a soul and not body. The second thought? The moment you get up, what should be the second thought? To whom I belong to? To whom I belong? With whom I have all relationships? And what are the achievements? So the moment you get up in the morning, the first transformation, the first thought on which the day should be based is this. If suppose, let us take it the other way around. Rather than having this thought, there are three possibilities. First is, I am soul. This is the first thought. The second is, I am body. And third is, no such thought, no aim as such. We are the three possibilities. The first, which we are creating, is that I am a soul. The second, when this is not created, automatically the thought remains, is I am a body. And when nothing is created, again it is the same as this. Because we have stayed in body consciousness for a very long time. So when no thought is created, automatically we enter into the category of body consciousness. So now there are two things. One is soul consciousness, another is BC, body consciousness. Let's try to analyze this thing. There are many days when we have not created the thought that I am a soul. Even though we knew that I am a soul, and yet we failed to create that thought in the morning. So naturally we enter into body consciousness. So what happens when I am soul conscious? First, I am the embodiment of Gyan, Gyan Swarup. And when I am not soul conscious, I enter into the stage of Vismriti. Vismriti means forgetfulness. So throughout the day, I'll remain forgetful. Throughout the day, I will not have any thought of soul, that I am soul. My world will be body. Here my world is soul. Here my world is body and body consciousness. So body will keep on pulling me throughout the day. I will be thinking about body. I will be thinking about the happiness of body. I will be thinking about the pleasure of body. I will be thinking about demands, show off, exhibition, attraction of body. So in soul consciousness, when I am soul conscious, I am soul means I am Gyan Swarup, I am embodiment of soul, Gyan. And here, when I do not create this thought that I am soul, the very first thought in the morning when you wake up, automatically whole day will be spent in BC, not in SC. The second is purity. Soul is supremely pure. So when I don't have this thought that I am soul, so throughout the day, some form of impurity will enter me. So here it is, impurity. So some or other impurity will percolate, will dribble into my consciousness. Automatically, even though I don't love impurity, even though I hate impurity, even though I want to avoid impurity, even though I want to stay away from impurity, even though I know that every day I hear about impurity, and yet impurity will pull me, impurity will attract me. When body is attracting me, automatically impurity is coming, because attraction of body is associated with impurity. Sukh, happiness. So when I am soul conscious, naturally I am happy. And when I am body conscious, some unhappiness will enter me, some discontentment, because desires of the bodies are never satisfied. The result would be unhappiness. And here, when I am soul conscious, the very nature of the soul is happiness. So happiness is the natural result of soul consciousness. Purity is the natural result of soul consciousness. Gyan is the natural result of soul consciousness. Even if you are not studying anything, even if you are not reading anything, you are just practicing soul consciousness. Because everything is in the soul already. You don't have to get knowledge from any other source. No, soul itself is knowledgeful. Education is the manifestation of perfection already in man. Religion is the manifestation of divinity already in man. That's the definition of religion and education given by Vivekananda. Religion is the manifestation of divinity which is already in man. Education is the manifestation of perfection which is already in man. You don't have to get perfection from any other source. You don't have to get divinity by reading something. It is already in soul. Each soul is potentially divine. The goal is to manifest this divinity. Each soul is potentially divine. The goal is to manifest this divinity. So the fourth is shanti, peace. So when you are soul conscious, automatically you are peaceful. And when you are body consciousness, what? Peacelessness. You become peaceless and you are reduced to pieces. You are peaceless as well as you get reduced to pieces. The attention is diverted, destroyed. You can't remain focused. Only a peaceful mind can remain focused. The mind will be flitting from one thing to another thing. Jumping from one thing to another thing. Will resort to multitasking. Love, praying. When you are soul conscious, you are automatically filled with love. And when you are body consciousness, you are filled with passion, vasana. You are filled with animal passion. And this passion making you passionate. Passionately body consciousness. So lust will be the result. Lust is the natural result of body consciousness. If you keep on fighting why this lust is coming, it will never go. Because it is the result, end result, it is the effect, it is the ramification of BC. When BC is there, automatically it will turn into lust soon. So lust is the natural result of BC. Why this has come, it should not come. So you cannot work on cutting the branches. You have to work on at this level. This is the greatest secret Baba has given. No scripture has ever given this. Every scripture has spoken against lust. Every religion has spoken against lust. But not a single religion has told the reason. They have talked about male body and female body. And they kept on maligning lust. That it should not be there. It is very bad. It is not good. And it takes you away from God. But not a single scripture tells you why. And how to conquer it. And in conquering, they just tell you that human body is bad. Human body is filled with dirt. And what is there in this body. And see what happens in old age. And see what happens after death. These are the expositions given by worldly scholars, religious scholars, erudite scriptures, but nobody has told that lust is the progeny of body consciousness. Lust is the child of body consciousness. It is the body consciousness that begets lust. So the war with lust ends the moment you spend your day in soul consciousness. That's why Baba says this is easy Raj Yoga. Sixth, bliss, anand. When you are soul conscious, bliss is the natural result. And where you are body conscious, there is no bliss. Rather, there is struggle. There is suppression, repression, discontentment, unhappiness, pain, sorrow, misery. That is the result. And last, the seventh form of the soul is power. So when you are body conscious, you become weak. You can't create powerful thoughts. You cannot have resolute thoughts. So weakness, mental weakness, spiritual weakness, spiritual lethargy, spiritual laziness, spiritual lassitude, spiritual turpitude, spiritual immorality, disorder, anarchy is the natural result of BC. So what should be done? So the first thought, the moment you get up, the moment you open your eyes, first second, what is the thought? I am soul. So that the whole day will be spent in knowledge, purity, peace, happiness, bliss, love and power. And when you fail to do this, you enter the stage of BC. And when you don't create any thought, nor body conscious, nor soul conscious, without any thought, aimlessly you wake up. Automatically you go into the default stage of BC. BC is the default stage. Because we have stayed in body consciousness for very long time. And if you want to jump out of it, you will have to deliberately, resolutely, by force, create the thought of soul conscious till it becomes natural. Otherwise, soul consciousness will remain a far cry. Now, what is the problem with body consciousness? There are 8 basic defects of body consciousness. These are the differences. But body pleasure, body consciousness, soul consciousness, self gratification has got defects, and these defects you should keep on churning almost every day. And if you don't churn, they will grip you. They will grab you like anything. You will come into their grip. The first, all body consciousness creates attachment. Body consciousness creates strong attachment. Not just simple attachment. Attachment to the extent that you become a slave. Leads to slave mentality. Just a slave who is in captivity. He doesn't have his own freedom. What is the life of a slave? He can't do anything. He cannot exercise his own will. He has to do as his master tells him. This is a life of captivity, is the worst of all lives. There was slave tradition in Africa, in India, where slaves, they would purchase, say, slaves and sell slaves. Human trade. That was the worst period in the human civilization, where human beings were purchased and sold. So body consciousness makes you a slave. Second, it gives you big pain and small happiness. It gives you a large amount of pain and small happiness. And for this small happiness, in return of the small happiness, you get big pain. That is the very nature of body consciousness. All bodily pleasures, all sensual happiness, from eating to lust, they give you small pleasure. But with that small pleasure, big pain comes. Behind the big small pleasure is hidden the bigger pain, which comes in the wake of that small happiness. See, it creates craving. Once you taste any bodily pleasure, If you eat something which you love, it's the chapter doesn't end there. You want to eat it more. You want to eat it next time. You keep on in eating it. Anything it could be. It doesn't stop at that time. You eat it once, you want it second time, third time, four times, and the whole life. And when you don't get it, you develop craving to eat. This is just the example of eating. It is related to everything. The same is the case with lust. There are only two pleasures that pulls the body or soul the most. And lust. In food, one person is involved. In lust, two. D, they are deceptive. All sensual pleasure or body consciousness is deceptive. On the surface, it looks very beautiful. But you go near, it's not beautiful. It's like the mirage of the desert. One is thirsty, without food, without water from 3 days, wandering in the desert. And suddenly, somebody sees there is a water. One rushes there and finds there is no water. It was the mirage, optical illusion. Mrigamarichika. It is deceptive. It hoodwinks you like anything. All bodily pleasures are deceptive. They are much lesser in reality than what you had in your imagination. In imagination you feel, oh, that person must be enjoying. But he is not enjoying. That is a deception. The greatest lie. Eyewash. They are tricksters. They are cheaters. They cheat you. And you are left unhappy. Bankrupt. Destroyed. Exertion. For all bodily pleasures, you have to do a lot of exertions. Or they involve exertion. Or your energy is spent. Your energy is depleted in all bodily pleasures. Energy is depleted. Energy is destroyed. They require a lot of exertion. And even after doing so much exertion, the result is frustration. F, they are fleeting. Fleeting means temporary. Shanik, shanabangur. All bodily pleasures. They are fleeting. They are for one moment, next moment they are gone. You see them now, tomorrow they are not there. At this moment they are there, next moment they are. They have taken to the hills. Temporary, transitory, evanescent. All bodily pleasures are fleeting. Just as the bird flits from one branch to another branch, it doesn't stay at one place permanently. In the similar manner, all bodily pleasures, they are fleeting in nature. All soul, all body consciousness is fleeting. Next, they are gyan enemy. They are enemy of gyan. Bodily pleasures, body consciousness is the enemy. Rather, it is the greatest enemy of Brahmin life. So think of it as an enemy of gyan. There is no pleasure in the world like spiritual gyan, atmic gyan. And there is no enemy in the world like body consciousness. Last, H, they are habit forming. Or you can call them addictions. They create addictions. The first I said, they make you slave. This is something like that only. But just as somebody is addicted to alcohol. So once, even though he knows that alcohol is bad, it's destroying my life, it's destroying my family, it's destroying my job, it is taking away all the pleasure, all the happiness, and yet it has become a habit. So, today's chapter, today's homework, today's effort, this is the fifth episode of the new series which we have begun, Amrit Vela. Baba says, from the moment you open your eyes, the first transformation should be, I am a soul, not this body. This is the first thought, or the first second, when you wake up. It's on this very first thought that the routine of the entire day is based. If this is not the first thought, these eight will be the natural result. You will develop some or other attachment, some pain you will experience, some craving will develop, some deception, some energy depletion. By the end of the day, you will feel weak. Temporary, enemy of knowledge. So when it is an enemy of knowledge, you will not be able to churn knowledge. The power to churn will be gone. Rather, you will be churning bodily pleasure. Something, you will become trapped in some habit. If there is no transformation in this first thought, then throughout the day, you will not be successful in the work of having authority over the self and in the work of being the world benefactor. These two things will be the end result. You will not be self-sovereign and you will not be world benefactor. The power of transformation should be used from the beginning of the day. At the beginning of the world cycle, the divine soul descend from the Brahma element and they come to play their roles. In the similar way, the time of the early morning hours of nectar is the beginning period of each day. At this time, when you awaken, your first thought should be, I, the Brahmin soul, have descended, have come to meet Bab Dada. This very powerful thought will be the basis for elevated thoughts, words and actions. So the first transformation is in the awareness of who am I. It is the transformation in this awareness that forms the foundation for your entire day, and it's upon this that everything else is based. And the second transformation is, to whom do I belong? With whom do I have all relationships? From whom do I receive all achievements? So the first transformation is of the body, and then there is a transformation in the relationships of the body. With this transformation, there is relationship with the Father. There is a relationship with the Father, and this is the basis of all achievements. This transformation is called easy remembrance or easy Rajyoga. At the beginning of the day, on the basis of transformation, you can be the authority, the ruler. So the first thought, I am soul, not the body. The second thought, to whom I belong, what are my relationships and what are the achievements? Om Shakti.